I've come across the word celestial state, heavenly state.
Yeah.
Does that help to clarify the Christian definition of heaven versus like the? I mean, I've seen this in text.
Yeah, but I think it's just I think it's just another word that is, you know, it's like a similar meaning.
That's more to do with the sky.
Yeah.
Like ciel is the French word for sky. So it just means kind of up there.
Kind of up there.
I would say the Christian, well, it depends which Christian you talk to. but the general concept of heaven as where you go to when you die if you've been good and you get to be with God and Jesus and Mary forever is a very, very different heavenly model than what you have in the Buddhist cosmology, because you've got it's not a sort of go to heaven forever or not in the Buddhist world. Those domains of being are just places of rebirth, planes of birth where a being can live a life for a certain amount of time and then that life comes to an end. They can be born anywhere else.
Yeah, part of that, snakes and ladders.
Snakes and ladders, yes.
From what you're saying, it sounds like one way of looking at it is the Buddha's just trying to prepare the mind for someone to be receptive to the Four Noble Truths.
Yes.
And the thing about the heaven is a way of uplifting the mind. It is possible to experience a blissful mind or a mind that's free of dukkha or a mind that's at ease.
Yeah.
So whether it's a realm or a state of mind,
is this a
tool of uplifting?
Yeah.
Is that one way of...
Yeah, and I would personally. That's how I would take it. More that it's part of his toolkit to help to lay a foundation so that the mind is ready and pliable to be able to take in the Four Noble Truths and penetrate them.
Yeah, I think the languaging of it is, isn't it? It's the advantages of heaven.
It's not. Which is maybe in some translations, but I think as a literal translation, it's a standalone. Just throw it out there, one word, sangha.
Because I think it's also part of it is introducing people to the idea of cause and effect, and the beneficial results of wholesome action lead to bright mind states or pleasant place of rebirth. So that there is the cause. If the cause is wholesome, unselfish, noble, beautiful, then it leads to beneficial, pleasant results. So it's a kind of an entry point into thinking in terms of causality.
Another thing is looking at this gradual teaching as the Buddha teaching a variety of people. There are some people who, faith types, who can do generosity, virtue, and, you know, the concept of heaven is going to encourage them. As soon as you get to renunciation, they won't do it. And so those three together can be a rather potent force for goodness, even when renunciation is just out of the picture.
Yeah, and as I say, it is a graduated kind of graduated teaching, so that bit by bit, sort of whatever works.